Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah. I'm a wheel watcher.
You're a wheel watcher.
I am a wheel watcher.
Are they still giving away a big prize to wheel watchers?
Yeah, they have like the family game at home.
Yes. Oh, they have 8 million things going on. Do you do any of that like on your phone?
If I roll to that dark side, you just, you know, put me on a boat and send me out to sea. Really. Penelope Zip-Popper is a librarian in Worcester, Massachusetts. And Penelope, you have a hobby that you'd like to tell us about.
Yes, Alex, I clog. Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you.
Stop playing with your Hot Wheels while I'm trying to enjoy Wheel of Fortune with your mother.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah. How you doing? Just playing a song. Tried to use the voice.
What happened?
Yeah, what happened?
Hold on.
All right.
I'm trying to fix it.
Fix it.
Fix it.
Hello. 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 I know my big meaty fingers hit a button or something.
Meaty.
I'll figure it out.
Good song, though. Oscar, do you know it?
Oh, yeah. It's Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Exactly. Bye.
Oh.
Did I just kill it?
B-52s.
That's exactly right. Here's Jumpin' Jack Flash from the B-52s. Hey, Fred Schneider, what are you doing?
All right, it doesn't work.
Singing a Temptations record.
Oh, God.
Hello.
What happened?
Hello.
It's
your friends.
I don't know how to run my equipment.
No, it worked just the other day.
I don't know how to run my... It worked great the other day. It's just, you know, I mean... Here, you want to see what I'm looking at?
Oh, that looks kind of cool.
Yeah, I like that.
Isn't that organized?
I like the light.
Isn't that like Feng Shui, Mr. Feng Shui?
Oh, yeah, Maria Kondo?
Yeah, that lady. Yeah.
Does it bring you joy, Mike? It doesn't bring you joy.
Well, what you'd have to do is you'd have to say that. No, what would bring me joy?
You know what? Note to self. Yeah, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do before I leave this week. I'm going to spend an afternoon. It might be this afternoon.
Yes.
It's going to be this afternoon. I'm tearing this place apart.
Oh, my God. You're calling your shot.
I'm tearing this place apart.
That's excellent. And then I'm an early start tomorrow.
Here's what I'm going to do.
Yes.
I'm going to give you a tour. I don't want to embarrass myself, but I'll give you a very quick tour
with
the camera of this studio.
Please.
Yeah. Here we go. Wires. And the reason I have to go like this with the can because I got a big loose hanging wire right there.
That was a good tour.
Right back. That was so quick.
Yeah, very quick.
That was quick.
So
I
had fast pass.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Great to have you with us. I've got a little vocal processor that I hooked up. Don't know when I did that, but I think it was on the holiday.
Yeah.
That I hooked it up.
That is true.
I have downtown.
Looks nice.
Welcome to the show. How's everybody doing today?
Great. Right.
Is it warm or cold up there?
It's warm. It's like April.
60 degrees today.
April warm today.
Oh, they're going to be people that are going to be,
it's here.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. It's here.
After and back to freezing temperatures of the weekend, too. So,
oh, it's that. And get ready for the schizoid.
Seasons
the
total schizoid. Suck.
They do.
The seasons of a man's life are very, very.
Well, I know. I like the seasons when they're consistent. I like to have three cold and then three moderate and then three hot and then three moderate.
Well, we're talking about the weather, so let's get right to the mailbag. Right out of the gate.
Because
I've got a lot of. Yeah, but I mean, that's. Look at that look.
For answering questions.
Jesus Christ. That was a weird look. You look like you could be in like one of those old westerns that way.
Get the girl off the horse and bring her into the back room. Right now.
Hey, look what's still on.
Is it true? There you go.
Papa never worked a day. Like it.
All right.
The B-52s.
Now tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Tuesday, everybody. I'm in a weird way today, I have to say. Sleep deprivation.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Does that. Hey, guys, I noticed during the Super Bowl that the Bud Light commercial had a Wilhelm scream. I wonder if it's the first Wilhelm in a Super Bowl ad. Thoughts? Chewy Okoa.
Do you know the Wilhelm scream and the history behind it?
I have it. Hold on. I think I have it. Let me see if I've got it. This will take an hour.
Okay.
Do you have it?
I do. There's actually two of them. Here's the one that you hear most of the time. And then there's also...
That's Wilhelm. That's Wilhelm Klink.
No, it's not. It's a stock sound effect from an old Western where I think his name was Colonel Wilhelm. Mm-hmm. He got shot.
Can you turn your microphone up,
yeah,
please?
Yeah, absolutely.
You sound far away.
I don't mean to sound far away, Mike.
Well, I mean, it's not like in my mind, Rob. It's that you sound far away.
Is that better?
Yeah. Now, let me hear you, Oscar.
Hi, my name is Oscar.
You're sounding very like
far away
normal.
As well. Oh,
no, you sound
I feel
normal.
Great, yeah.
One, two, three.
So why do they call it the Wilhelm scream again?
Because in an old Western, I believe his name was Captain Wilhelm, was shot and he made this noise. And it's become sort of Hollywood lore, and I think it's in every Spielberg movie that he's ever made. He's worked it in somehow.
Great sound for stubbing your toe as well.
Do you know what I watched last night?
What's that?
The weirdest. I came in maybe halfway through it, and it's Kevin Costner and Demi Moore, and it's called Mr. Brooks, and Kevin Costner's a serial killer. It's the weirdest movie I've ever seen.
It sounds like a Mad Lib.
It was horrible.
Did he make this noise?
Well, yeah, at one point, he kills people.
My knife got stuck.
Well, Chewy, that's for you. Hello there, next letter says, thanks to Matt Bloom's password assistance, I am finally linked into countless hours of bonus show. Bring Pony in. I want to talk to him about
it. Matthew, come here.
Coming in.
Get ready for frustration and anger, but I'm going to try to keep it in my pants here.
All right, here's
because like thanks to machine. Matt Bloom's password assistance,
yes,
I am finally linked into countless hours of bonus show listening pleasure.
Bonus.
This is what I want to ask about. The bonus show that we have, that we promote almost daily on our program, we want people to, that goes towards our bottom line. I'm always reading about people that can't get in or gave up or something like that. So that's why I'm bringing you in, because this, I've been meaning to ask you about it for quite some time. What is the malfunction, and what is the most common error or most common problem with people getting the content that we desperately want them to get? Because I want to make it as easy as possible, and I'm out of the loop on this particular technical issue. Because I have not asked about it up until now, and B, even if I was asking about it, it's not my area.
You have asked
show.
About it,
yes.
Personally offline to us, not to Pony. But I'm glad that you're
maybe
asking
once
him.
Or twice.
Yes.
I'm very, very curious about are people having a problem? If they are, is there something that we can get out to the airwaves now and tell them how to fix? Where does it stand? And I hope you know.
I think right now the primary issue that people usually tend to have is just like a password, not knowing their password, needing a password reset, and not knowing where to go. And you can always go to bonus.michaelmaraschow.com. That's where all the bonus show stuff resides.
Okay. So there's a website they can go to. And what is that website again?
It's bonus.michaelmaraschow.com.
Bonus.michaelmaraschow.com. Is there a chance that we could put something, and I'm thinking out loud here because I'll forget it if I don't. Is there a chance we could trouble with the bonus and have just a little something that they could click on to help them or take them right to it?
Is that a problem?
I mean, I'm hearing a lot of people, Oscar, I think you're aware of it as well, having issues, and I want to clean this up.
This issue has been resolved for the majority of listeners as of the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying this is a vocal minority?
At this point, if you have an issue, you contact Pony directly. If he's not responding to you, you let us know, and that's it.
But it's primarily people forgetting their passwords? Would that be the number one?
People get absolutely. New devices. Their password doesn't transfer over.
Yes.
Especially during the holidays, it becomes... And look, our listeners are super patient, and if they have an issue, let us know. We've told you that entire mm-hmm. time. But I would say on your end, this is... like top tier 1A as far as things we wanted to address before the new year, and we continue to address them.
So is it?
Well, the majority has been resolved. The majority of issues have been resolved.
So if you've had a problem with the bonus show and you want to, you know, and you might have gotten really frustrated, it would be a good idea for you to revisit this. And yes. And Matt's available. Pony Boy is available.
Yeah. Give out your phone number.
Absolutely. No.
Thanks to Matt Bloom's password assistance, I am finally linked into countless hours of bonus show listening pleasure. It's about time. You guys are the best. Even that arrogant asshole Oscar.
Hey!
Love you boys. Mike arrogant. F. from Davis, California.
Oh, jerk. Oh. Look in the mirror.
Pony, is there anything you want to add?
I'm very happy I was able to help you, my friend, and I'm glad you're enjoying our wonderful bonus show programming.
And I meant, really, is there anything else you want to add as far as technical assistance?
Oh,
this
just is where I'm email
feeling.
Me.
I woke up in the middle of the night and said to Carla, what's the matter? I'm feeling like I'm out of control.
Email me.
I'm feeling like I really don't. I'm getting a lot of, I feel it. It happens every, you know, 2-3 times a year. It happens. It's one of those times a year. February is always my worst month. And I'm feeling as though I just, when you say, I just want to say thank you. F-ing lip service. You know, that's just like, yeah, that'll placate him. And he's not all that engaged, you know. Is there anything more you can say about the bonus show and people getting it? Is that it? Just contact you? Is that it? Or is there anything else they can do?
If you have any questions ever, just contact me, ponyboy@mikeomarashow.com.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much.
Maddie,
thank
do you want to add to that?
Maddie@mikeomarashow.com, and I might do it faster.
Did she say she might do it faster?
She might.
She's still going to have to ask Pony.
Yeah.
That's so true. Yeah.
M-A-D-D-Y. Right, well,
M-A-D-D-Y.
If you have an issue with the bonus show, we are on it, and we will help you. But hopefully, if you've got a password, you know what your password is, and you click on the button, and you do that, is there a link on the button? I'm talking like a listener right now. I subscribe to the bonus show.
If you log on to your website right now, and you're going to subscribe to the site, if you go to the bonus page, there is a contact and support link right there. No problem.
But I mean, I'm saying if you get it, it walks you through it when you subscribe.
Yeah, but look.
That where you don't have to contact
somebody. There is an FAQ. There's an FAQ right there that says most frequent issues or problems. Also, if I may be so bold to say, if you can't effing write an email to ponyboy@mikeomarashow.com, and if he does, and from what I see, because I check his email, he's responding to everybody, then there might be a bigger issue that we're welcome to help you one-on-one. We'll call you
and
walk you through it. Mm-hmm. Most people don't even do that.
Well, I guess the question that's not being answered that I will ask now a third time.
Do we want a banner on the front of the page saying, hey?
No. Don't. Will you stop? Stop assuming and second-guessing me and trying to think what the hell's coming out of my brain. Because you don't even know, you're not even in the ballpark right now.
What do you want?
My issue is that I understand the customer support.
Yes.
What I want to make sure is that the average person can click on the bonus show, subscribe to it, fill out the material that we need them to pay for the bonus show, and they get it without any need for an FAQ or for a Pony Boy email or where they have to be. Where the process that we fixed around the first of the year is allowing people to get the content without issue.
That process was never affected. They could always sign up, no problem. It's for existing
it's
customers.
Perfectly easy.
Yes. Yeah. It's less than 3 minutes.
It's existing customers that. Yes. And I just want full disclosure on our end.
It's existing customers.
We're on it.
Yes. And if you're new if you're new to the bonus show, you should have no problem whatsoever.
Piece of cake.
Yeah.
All right. If you're not new and you're renewing, sometimes that's a problem.
Yes, because people get new devices or they change their emails, and that's about it.
Yeah. All right. So we've covered that, and Ponyboy's available, Maddie's available, and we mean it.
Yes.
We take it seriously, and we want to make sure that you're happy. So, Mike, thanks for letting us know. I've been meaning to address that on the show for quite some time. Next letter says, hello, I want to acknowledge listener Nick Lawrence for his TMOS fan club post about pets and the passing of Beluga. Seeing the amount of TMOS fan club members doing, feeling, and living the exact same experience as Mike and Carla did with the club's wide variety of animals caused club members to acknowledge each other with our wonderful and sad shared experiences. I've never been able to share my own pet gains and losses with such a compassionate group before. I second that. Thank you for opening up your shared experiences. It's very much appreciated. Nick Talent. And I agree with that. I love
that was
that
a lovely thread.
Yeah. Everybody had pictures of that pet summit. It was so sweet. It was really cool. Moving right along. Hi, guys. I want to ask you a question based on your knowledge of D.C. area broadcast professionals and Mike's vocal expertise. I found this video on YouTube for a NASA movie about Apollo 4, and I think that the narrator is our own late Mac McGarry. The cadence, tone, and pronunciation all make me think this is Mac. I did some more research and found that the movie was made by NASA headquarters in D.C., and that makes me lean even closer to it being Mac. Are my ears playing tricks on me? Thanks for any insight you can provide. Best, Nick Fry.
Now, would you like to hear, I pulled Mac from where I know Mac McGarry. He was a host in the D.C. area. He hosted a show called It's Academic for like 50 years. So I pulled some Mac from It's Academic in 1988, but I also have this movie that's from about 1970. Which would
He's
you like to hear
first? He's hosting a show now called It's a Cemetery.
That's right. that's the end of the hole.
That's terrible. Blair High School. Where was I buried?
All of these tombstones start with the letter L.
That really, really is the end of the round. So that's terrible. We're going to hell for that kind of comedy.
He's so
he
great.
Passed away. He
so
passed
great.
Away. All right.
Do you want to hear 1988 Mac or alleged 1970 Mac?
Whatever. You set it up, whatever you
All
think.
Right. And, okay, here's classic Mac from It's Academic. I'm sorry, that's not him. No, that's here it is.
Good morning, I'm Mac McGarry. Here's the opening category round in which each team begins with 100 points. 10 up for a right answer, 10 off for a wrong answer.
Oh, great.
The answers begin with the letter R. Number one, the smallest of the U.S. states.
Rhode
Island is right. Next, element discovered by Pierre and Marie Curie. Hammond.
Radium.
That's right. Next, nickname given to British soldiers in the Revolution. Calvert Hall. Louder.
Redcoat.
That's right. And next, Alex Haley's best known work.
Calvert Hall.
Roots is right. Next, Houston's NBA basketball team.
Rockets.
Calvert Hall. Loud again.
Rockets
is right. Next, South Dakota.
Stop right there.
Head of
Isn't it great that he's taking these high school kids that all want to go?
Was it Magellan?
Louder, please. You're on my television program. Louder, little ass.
Respect
louder.
For the medium of television, please.
God, you listen to those guys. I respect those guys.
He's
I
great.
Really do.
He really, truly is. Here's a thank you. This is him not hosting, but doing like a read, okay?
Each year on its Academic Giant Food Awards, more than 100 scholarships to help deserving students continue their educations. At the end of our program this morning, three guests from Giant will present the award.
Big deal. Giant gave him $100. Okay. So now here is the documentary about Apollo 4 and the Saturn V. I'm back and forth as to whether this could be him, because keep in mind.
Well, there are 1,000 guys that sound like him.
But this, you'll like the read on this in any case. This right. is a NASA documentary.
Apollo Saturn V, designed to propel the United States
not,
manned
I
lunar
agree.
Landing.
I 100% agree. Yeah.
3 million parts.
It's a guy that has gone to the same school as him,
right.
Of, you know, how to read, but the tone is wrong, right?
Yeah.
A first stage assembled in Louisiana.
That's the way the announcers are. They all were like this.
Yep.
And they were all heavy smokers. That's why they all sounded like this.
Through the Panama Canal from California.
So your answer is not Mac McGarry.
Not Mac McGarry.
Okay, thank you.
And really, if you'd been, you know, I would have, if I'd known you were going to do that, I'd say, could you dredge up my old moon, my
Space.
Moon tape?
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
That's where they went. The moon.
Made out of cheese.
Yeah, do you remember when you did the outtake for them? The moon made of cheese.
The moon. It is made of cheese. Unraveling the cosmos. That was back 34 years ago when I did my last.
It was
narration.
The first 4K presentation ever made.
Yes. Thank
it
you.
It's Smithsonian?
It is.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish it was. It's not.
It's not?
Oh. No, it never got in there.
Oh.
Yeah, that never
did
played.
Did the government shut down, lock it out?
No. I was just told that it would.
Oh.
People right? say a lot
womp,
of things.
Womp.
Yeah.
They do.
Hey, I got paid.
That's yeah.
You know what? You got paid.
I got paid. Hey, guys. I was... And heard That's the first three letters.
Okay, I apologize. You know what?
I was and heard.
This was a disastrous letter. What he meant to say is I was listening and heard Mike talk. So my apologies.
I was listening and heard Mike talk about the less than pleasant volunteers in charge. I can tell, Rob. Just the words, a jumble of words.
I tried. I really tried on this guy because I like what he says.
I was listening and heard Mike talk about the less than pleasant volunteers in charge at his local food bank. It was Carla who dealt with that.
Yeah.
Mike was wondering if there was some odd behavior pattern with people who were do-gooders but lacked a do-good disposition. I can unequivocally say yes. This is interesting. I don't care about the words. I have experienced it and heard additional stories about such behaviors soon after the fires that ripped through Northern California. I have had a theory about this. I think this doesn't surprise me. I should say that the bad attitude was primarily carried out by select individuals who worked for what could be classified as Good Samaritan-type organizations. And stories of uncaring, unkind attitudes did come forth. However, it is important to note that these unpleasant people were in the minority by far, yet they were indeed there. It was very odd and left many of us scratching our heads about such individuals. So perhaps it's a thing, as the kids say these days. Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting letter. I would be very curious as to, you know, whether anybody else has had experiences like that. Because it's the second one for us. It's like the second charity we've ever dealt with. It's a, well, it, you know what? When we went down to Haiti, there wasn't a single person that wasn't sweet and wonderful with the kids down there when we did our mission work down there.
Between the lines is what I think I got from that is that it's the pros. It's the organizers. It's the people that are at the higher level that are better. The volunteers are okay.
The people that they probably can't do without.
Right.
To a certain extent.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
Who knows? Ron Marinelli writes, can I have current shirt sizes for O, Mike, and Rob? Thanks. Yeah, we'll get them to you.
I'm an XL, sir.
Jesus.
XL.
How's that? Thank you, Oscar. Thank you for volunteering. Yeah. I'm really glad that he asked for that publicly. Yeah, we'll get right back to you.
Mike, I'm just going to send him a picture of one of my shirt labels.
And now, speaking of clothes...
Is that
a naughty movie?
Yes.
Hi, fellas. A Facebook post in the fan club last Thursday by Jolene White, I think, had an old WAVA print ad where Don and Mike were in short sleeve button down shirts and Hawaiian shirts. I know that one.
Yeah.
This got me to thinking, what did you guys wear in the studio during the terrestrial days? Well, I can answer that now. Nothing.
That's right. Why do you think we were fired?
Yeah. Nothing.
I seem to recall Mike... Rob always dressed like he dresses now. The same deal.
Yeah.
But Mike, you always dress nice.
I dressed okay. But you always had.
I never felt like, oh man, Mike's having a bad day. Like you just fell out of bed. Like you dressed pretty good.
Well, you know what? That we had the advantage of being an afternoon drive too. We had time.
Yeah, you could get ready even with the worst hangover. You could jump in a shower.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like 1 o'clock.
Birkenstocks didn't happen for me until like
get the water on me.
I didn't get the Birks until like 2007 or 2008. Before that, I wore Reebok high tops.
Oh God!
Yeah, Rob's always been a dress for success guy.
Absolutely.
Reebok high tops.
I still have a brand new pair. I've not laced up yet. They don't make them anymore.
Then, of course, you guys remember I did go through my biker phase.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun. Yeah. But, you know, back in the early days, dress really, it was nothing. I didn't have a stitch on and maybe took a few liberties with our female party guests.
We did.
We did. But you can't hold an entire radio show accountable for the behavior of a certain few. For if you do, then isn't that an indictment of our radio stations in general?
Yes.
And if the radio stations in general are guilty, then isn't that an indictment of the United States of America? Well, I won't sit here. No, I'm sorry.
No more Mike O'Mara show.
Rob, did you wear your podcast uniform with Birkenstocks and all? You said
it developed in that. I also used to be big into Hawaiian shirts. That went away.
Oscar, maybe because he's a bit newer, was he mostly a jeans and shirt guy?
Yeah, they were just douchey designer jeans and douchey t-shirts.
Both the same brand? both garments?
Both douchey.
Yeah, both douchey.
Yeah.
Mike, did you ever do the suit and tie, like how I pictured Harden and Weaver? Yes, I did, every day. Three-piece with a watch chain.
Right before you introduced the march and the hymn.
Basically, just curious if radio was a wear what you want kind of place. Yeah, from the minute from the beginning of my career. You could wear what you wanted.
I never saw you in sweats, though. I never saw you in sweats.
I never wore sweats or gym shorts or anything like that. It's usually jeans every day. You know, jeans, maybe some khakis.
You only wore the gym shorts to the gentlemen's clubs.
Without underwear.
Gross.
I remember that. You remember that story,
It's disgusting.
You remember that story?
Yes.
Told to me by a stripper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They ended up throwing those guys out that did that. Yeah, that's pretty nasty. That is pretty nasty. And you guys are going like this now. Anyway, love the show as always. Tony Lamb. Rob, you can start the show now because we're starting.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Doc? Don't say a word. Doc, I don't want to know your name. I don't want to know anything about you.
Listen, Doc.
Quiet.
Doc.
Don't tell me anything.
Doc,
quiet. Quiet. I'm going to read your thoughts.
Let's see now. You
come here from a great distance?
Yeah, exactly.
Don't tell me. You want me to buy a subscription to the Saturday Evening Post?
Doc. I'm from the future. I came here in a time machine that you invented. Now I need your help to get back to the year 1985.
My God, do you know what this means? It means that this damn thing doesn't work at all.
You gotta help me.
Back
to
the future.
You're the only one who knows how your time machine works.
I haven't invented any time machine.
I'm telling the truth, Doc. You gotta believe me.
Then tell me, future boy, who's president of the United States in 1985?
Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan? The actor? Then who's vice president? Jerry Lewis.
I suppose Jane Wyman is a first lady.
Whoa, wait, Doc.
And Jack Benny is secretary of the treasury.
Doc, you gotta listen to me.
I got enough practical jokes for one evening. Good night, future boy.
No, wait, Doc. Doc, the bruise in your head. I know how that happened. You told me the whole story. You were standing on your toilet, and you were hanging a clock, and you fell, and you hit your head on the sink. And that's when he came up with the idea for the flux capacitor, which is what makes time travel possible.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
1,001 welcomes to the Mike O'Mara Show, my people. From Port Clyde, Maine to Freeport, Texas. From Newport News, Virginia to Portola, California. From Orange Estad in Aruba. From Orangestad, Aruba.
That's right, Aruba.
From Orangestad, Orangestad. Orangestad! Welcome, Mr. Bond, from Orangestad, Aruba.
You no, expect Mr. me Bond. Talk?
No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. From Yuzink Key, Alaska. Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Sleep number, I love you. I've loved you for a long time. I'm getting ready. I'm considering getting the new 360 smart bed because it's so special. Mm. And I love my sleep number bed. I don't know the number of it because I've been sleeping on it. I haven't been looking at it. But I can tell you, I've had it for a good long time. I could have it for 30 more years. But you know what I want? I want a new one, sleep number. I want a new one because I like your new technology. I love the idea of the 360 smart bed that starts at only $899. So many couples disagree on mattress firmness. Sleep number lets you adjust the mattresses to the side you want. It's fantastic. They've been a loyal supporter of the Mike O'Mara Show, and I'd like you to at least go in there and check them out at a Sleep Number store. Sleep Number 360 smart beds are so smart that they sense your every move, and they automatically adjust so you sleep comfortably throughout the night. Plus, Sleep Number has been ranked highest in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power. Check them out for 2018 award information. Just visit jdpower.com. My Sleep Number setting is a 90. Carla's is a 65. We love it. Yes. She loves it. I like the split bed that we have. She doesn't like it. She lays flat. I lay straight up there watching my TV. I love this bed. I love this bed. Really, when I leave the studio, I've never said this during a Sleep Number commercial, When I leave the studio, I spend 18 hours in the bed.
Yes. Yes, and that's good.
It's not all sleeping, but I'm in the bed for 18 hours.
Yes. Is that your executive studio time?
To bed. It's my
Isn't that where you
time.
Take your meetings?
Just like Trump. Yes. Then I call senators. Lindsay! Anyway, come in during the Ultimate Sleep Number event and save 50% on a Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, the one that I want to put in my bedroom. Please. Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL, so you'll only find Sleep Number at one of their 575 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Visit sleepnumber.com/TMOS. Find the one nearest you. There's one just down the road from me. I love them. I'm going to go in and check out one of their 360 smart beds this weekend. And when you do, tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Welcome to the show. Kudos to Travis Graham. Travis Graham is a smart individual. Travis Graham was somebody who posted online. I have no idea whether Travis is somebody who listens to this program or just happens to be on my friend list because I got a bunch of them. But Travis Graham is a Wheel of Fortune watcher. And he was pissed at the wheel last night for the same reason that Carla and I were pissed at the wheel. All right? They had couples night on Wheel of Fortune. Which
okay,
really,
first of all, I don't yes. like that as a concept.
I don't like that either.
Because
dude.
The podium is built for one right. person. Do you remember when they used to put multiple guests in a Hollywood square?
Yes.
I hated that.
I don't care for seeing... It's awkward. It's awkward for Pat,
yes.
who gets up in the morning awkward. He wakes up awkward. He is the wealthiest game show host,
yes.
the most wealthy, awkward game show host in the history of mankind. Because Pat does not... It's so obvious that Pat just loathes dealing with people.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so take all that away. And Vanna, when she does her little stupid walk. To the board, you know. After,
I liked her in that
know.
Commercial where she played the robot on the Super Bowl. Wasn't that good?
I don't remember that one. I've already forgotten.
Robot Vanna.
I love the game. Love the game. By the way, there was another person that wrote something about amount of commercials in Wheel of Fortune to commercials in Jeopardy. And apparently Jeopardy is a better value as a game show. So that's true.
Also probably a better quality of viewer.
Well, quality of viewer, quality of contestant.
Yes, well, of course that.
Although they're all quirky.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, they're, I mean, you get like turbo nerds that are brilliant.
That's right.
I mean, but getting back to Wheel. So Wheel has a lot of gimmicks over the years. One of the gimmicks is called the Wheel of Fortune I'm talking about.
Yes, of course.
With Pat and Vanna.
Yes.
Now that I'm almost 60 years old, that's my rule. That's my world. That's what I do. Tuesday, Monday night for me used to be.
Sure. I contend that Wheel of Fortune is it spans generations. When I was 25 and I was dating a nursing student from GMU.
Yes.
She would watch Wheel with her roommates all
yes.
the time.
I never got addicted until recently. And this is a true story.
Yes.
Oh, I shouldn't say this.
Just say it.
Carla is talking to me about schools, like the education of our son. And we're going over websites.
Yes.
And as we're going over websites, in my own mind, Carla, you're going to be mad at me. Come home. Berate me. I deserve it. All right. But you didn't know this. But as you're doing this, I'm going, oh, God, 2 minutes into Wheel.
Oh, no.
I'm tapping like that was the sound of my pen tapping. But I was really, it's never been like this
before. It's part of your routine.
It's your routine.
But it's never been like this where now I need my wheel fixed. Maybe more than Jeopardy.
Well, you have to admit that Wheel is more like Pablum. There's more bright colors.
Bright colors.
It changes often because you know what? Jeopardy, if you really want to get into it, the Jeopardy game has a plot arc because everyone is scoring to the ultimate end. Mm-hmm. Everything in Wheel of Fortune is individualized. Sure, there's
instant gratification.
There's going to be a final contestant, but all of that can change at any time on a dime.
I think you're right. But I am officially, at the, you know, during the week.
Wheel watcher.
Yeah. I'm a wheel watcher.
You're a wheel watcher.
I am a wheel watcher.
Are they still giving away a big prize to wheel watchers?
They have like the family game at home.
Yes.
Oh, they have 8 million things going on. Do you do any of that like on your phone?
If I roll to that dark side, you just, you know, put me on a boat and send me out to sea. Really. Just put me, you know, give me a living Viking funeral. You know, just put me with a sail.
Fire.
Push me out to that fire.
A living Viking funeral.
Burn up out there.
That is so crazy.
Hey, we're about 2 minutes. We're about 2 months away from him getting an app on his phone. He's like clicking. It's before and after. Welcome to my World War II.
You know, it's probably the slot machines too that you get in casinos.
Yeah, well,
which have been around for years. Wheel has always
been one of your favorite slots.
Yeah, and it's the idiot slot. Because you never get to spin.
I love it as well.
I do too.
It's a fun slot machine.
Yeah.
So I'm into it, and they have this category on the wheel that's called the Express $1,000, which means that if the contestant chooses to do this, he can guess the letters and get paid $1,000 for every letter. And this idiot couple comes down to where I think it was something like Tasting Gourmet Delights.
Mm. I hate their puzzles now.
What are you doing? Tasting Gourmet Delights, right? Tasting Gourmet Delights.
So the white thing at the front of the super on the front of the screen says, what are you doing?
Mm. What are you doing? Tasting Gourmet Delights. And all it was tasting was there, gourmet was there, and then delights was there.
Okay.
And they said, yeah, we'll take the Express 1000. And they got like the D. And then the only letter that was left was the H. And he said, so he's sitting there. So you've got delights that's spelled without the H.
Mm-hmm.
And idiot man says, I'd like to solve, Pat. And I know households around America were going, you get a grand if you pick the H. You can get the H. You have control of the board. Pick the H before you solve, you incredible moron. And Pat says to him, well, you've got one more letter if you'd like to, do the Express 1000. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. So Pat's feeding him. He's feeding him the idiocy. Yes.
But this is what the guy does. Money. The guy doesn't take even say, money. No, Pat, I'll solve. He just goes right to solve it. So this is the exchange, all right? So he says, I'd like a D. There is one D, $1,000. Yes, yeah, the $1 for you. And I'd like to solve, Pat. And Pat says, you've got another letter there if you want another $1,000. Tasting Gourmet Delights.
Oh, God, he didn't even acknowledge it.
And so this wonderful human being, Travis Graham, was pissed that the contestants screwed up. And I just put this at the top of my show prep today to indicate to you two things. You know, hey, these couples, they're not that smart that go on the show. And B, I have perhaps the most pathetic life that I've had in my career.
No, that's what I wanted to share. Like, do you realize why it's America's favorite game show?
Yeah, it's been around forever.
Yes.
Because it's America's favorite
You're
game show.
You're late to the party.
Yeah. Yes.
I know. Well, I've dabbled in it, but, and by the way, my brother-in-law used to always say, he'd watch it when he was younger and his kids were young. And I remember my niece or my nephew, I think it was my niece, who would say, bye-bye. Because it would be the Vanna bye-bye that she says, right? So that's all. I just wanted to say they should get their act together.
I miss the old days where you used to have to buy things with the money you won.
Oh, you'd have a little pan of the
shopping.
Camera.
That's
no fun. Yeah. That's no fun.
I love that. I'd always have to be like a ceramic dog or something.
A blender.
A blender. Right.
And then Jeopardy comes on afterwards, and it's like a palate cleanser for your brain.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, we're going to do some real smart stuff right now. And, you'll have the categories. This is when you realize you should not be a Jeopardy contestant, because Jeopardy comes on with Alex Trebek, and the categories will be puppies, movies, television shows, Russian literature, and chocolate treats. And, what will the average Jeopardy contestant? Russian literature for 200. F you!
But that's after, Mike. That's after he
pick
does.
Pick the puppies. Pick the puppies that everybody knows.
That's after they do the brief pre-interview when he says, well, actually, I have an affection for library paste.
Yeah, that's the classic Albert Brooks laugh, too, when they'll go, so, Alex will come over and go, so I understand you've got a very interesting story that occurred when you were at your mother's vacation home. Yes, Alex, we were on the dock, and I was able to identify 37 of the native bird species that were out on the dock.
The
and
worst.
Then Alex goes, good for you.
I understand.
Penelope Zip Popper is a librarian in Worcester, Massachusetts. And Penelope, you have a hobby that you'd like to tell us about.
Yes, Alex, I clog. Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you.
I understand you have a funny relationship with your parents. Yeah, Alex, they're worried that the family name is going to die with me because I'm socially awkward and have never had a date.
I've never had a date much.
Well, good for you.
Seymour Zip-Popper. Seymour Zip-Popper is an attorney from Canoga Park, California. And wouldn't you love to get one? So, Seymour, I understand you're an attorney and you represent porn stars. That's right, Alex. I live in Canoga Park and they're all down here. And I understand they're pretty decent to their representation. Yes, that's right. The porn stars actually bang me, Alex. Well, great story.
Or if they even went one step further. He lives in the Hollywood Valley. Tom Byron is with us. Tom, what do you do for a living?
Porn star Jeopardy.
I'm a great porn star, Alex, and I'm known for a certain aspect. I'm sure you are.
Mortimer Snurd lives in the crawl space of his parents' home. Mortimer, I understand even though there's 2.5 feet of headroom, you've actually made it into a very comfortable living quarters. Yes, Alex. Unfortunately, you're not able to stand up, but I crawl and have a fully functioning living room, kitchen, and dinette in the downstairs that I eat. Well, how do you eat dinner? On my stomach, Alex. Oh, thank you very much,
good
Mortimer.
For you.
Good luck to you.
Yeah. And you know what's bad is when they have like a 6, 7, 8-time champion, they have to have a new piece of goofy trivia every night.
Right.
And they
get
worse and worse and worse.
Yeah, and until the bitter end where it's just like, his 6-day winning total, $300,000. Well, I understand you have one more anecdote you wanted to share with us. Yes, I eat my own boogers. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Good
great
for
talking
you.
With you. Great talking with you, Alex. Enjoy your 78th birthday. Oh, those guys. It's jealousy, too. You start thinking about that later.
Best gig in the world.
Yeah, 1 hour a week, and then, here's your $30 million. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And Valentine's Day is only a few days away.
Times?
Why no? You're going to get the box of chocolates. You're going to get the flowers for the wife, the girlfriend, or even your gumada. But if you want to do something really, really nice, head over to the MikeOMaraShow.com website. Click on the shopping center banner where you can shop from Macy's.com, Target.com, and Walmart.com. And you'll be aces with the one you love.
Love
now,
Polly.
Let's get back to the person that we have so much love and devotion for every single day, Mike O'Mara.
Man, he does food better than his Super Bowl party. He brought
what
it
a
out,
spread.
Man.
Do you think
he'll
go out for Valentine's Day?
Did he really say
I
Valentine's
Day? I just caught that.
I think
just
I just caught it
today.
At the same time Oscar did, too.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We now live in a world where we have access to data that gives us more personal insights on who we are. 23andMe allows you to go beyond ancestry to access more personalized insights about you based on your DNA. Commit to a healthier you inspired by your genes with the 23andMe Health and Ancestry Service. You get more than 125 genetic reports. For example, alcohol flush reaction report. Listen to this. Does alcohol turn your cheeks as pink as a glass of rosé? Rob, does it do that to you?
It does.
You may have the alcohol flush reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Learn about the genetic fact. Did you research the flush reaction?
It showed up in my report. It absolutely did.
What does it mean?
It means that I just have that gene that I'm noted. And it actually happens in my family. Your cheeks turn red when you drink. Luckily, I don't drink much.
But that means it's hard for some people to process alcohol.
Oh, well, I process it just fine.
We found out during our holiday party.
Yes. My face was very
commercial.
Red. Very,
this
very
is
red.
Commercial. Did you hear him deny it?
Yes.
And he is. It, you flush.
That I do. Means, I said
but
absolutely.
But that means you have trouble processing.
Yeah.
You say, I've done just fine.
You
well,
have to
not
be
necessarily.
Careful.
Well, we've all had our moments, I imagine.
Well, look,
I'm not
going to
give up.
I go, okay. Sweet. Sweet versus salty taste report. You can probably thank or blame that sweet tooth of yours on your relatives and ancestors. Guarantee it.
100%.
I guarantee it. 23andMe's Health and Ancestry Service can tell you if your genetics predict you prefer sweet or salty snacks. All of us at TMOS did 23andMe. And our results are fascinating.
They really are.
I have to dive in. I'm diving into that sweet and salty thing.
Do it.
Because I know it's sweet with my family. But I'm doing a plate of chocolate chip cookies out at an O'Mara family gathering. And it's like hyenas. A 23andMe Health Plus Ancestry Kit is the perfect gift for Valentine's Day. I never got to, I don't think I asked Kathy and Paul about theirs that we sent them.
Well, they must be very busy on board.
The Vindom.
The Vindom.
Buy your kit today at 23andMe.com, at 23andMe.com/TMOS. That's the number 23andMe.com/TMOS. Again, 23andMe.com/TMOS. Really fascinating.
Oh, cool.
I mean, just amazing what they're able to accomplish today. It really, really, really is true. I have to tell you about when I was paying attention to my wife last night, who is blessedly dynamically active in my child's education and prepping the area for when he goes. It's a little weird down here in Florida. You have a lottery system down here where you have to list 10 schools.
10?
Yes, 10 parakeets. You have to list 10 schools that your child could go to.
And then you get a scratcher? Is that kind of lottery? And you match three schools? That's where he gets to go.
No, it's not, Mallethead. No. It's not. It's a lottery system where you, if you don't get your first choice, they move on to another.
Okay.
And the school, there's a school right around the corner that's a public school that's the closest to our house and also very highly regarded. And that's one we want him to go to. But because
so
you
this
have
fall,
to be
he
prepared.
Starts, he starts kindergarten this fall,
he starts
right?
kindergarten this fall. And we also have to be prepared. It's just we're examining a lot of different options down
does
here.
Does proximity help your choice? Because you're close. Does that weigh heavier on the actual selection?
It's very difficult to get that
I'm
information.
Curious. I don't know.
And to get
about
it 100%,
this.
I don't know. I think it doesn't hurt, but I also think that they throw everything into a hat. And there, it's
how
just,
close
it's
is
really,
is the closest school? Like say, just ballpark it. Is it 2 miles? Is it a mile?
Less.
A mile. Would he be responsible for ultimately walking if he got to be like third grade? Would he be able to walk to school?
I used to walk
to school.
Know.
I did.
I don't know. Yeah. But scary. Because we're checking out, there's a chart. You've heard of the debate over charter schools,
sure.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Which are charter schools are formed by teachers, community people, parents. They form these schools and they keep their charter if their standards are
right.
up and they're rigorously tested. And so. But it's interesting that these charter schools, the one we went to, I did a little comparison study last night. She said, take a look at the website, and then we'll look at the website for the public school. Mm-hmm. What was? But the charter school is kind of a public school. It's a public
right.
funded.
It's a publicly. Is it a publicly is it a publicly funded, privately run school?
It's a publicly funded, privately run okay. school. Thank you. That was perfectly articulated. That's what it sounds. And I go to the
great.
Charter school.
Thank you.
And what's that? What
he was
that?
Being a
that
smart
you,
ass.
No, I bust,
being
I,
a smart
I bust
ass.
His ass. I bust his balls a lot. I was giving him some love.
Yeah. That was very nice.
It was very good.
It was nice to see. Nice to see you two, not sparring. So I go. This website for the charter school was so impressive.
Yeah,
It blew me out of the water about this academic and this science and math technology and this Cambridge program that prepares students for higher learning in the areas of analytical and critical thinking. And it's just everywhere you turn. I'm diving into this. And I'm saying, Carla, this is absolutely fantastic. And they have an aerial drone photograph, video of the school and the campus. It was just fantastic. And then I went over to the local public school, and their first priority was pick up and drop off procedures.
Yeah, that's it. That's public schools.
Hello. Thank you very much. And I went, boy, way to go. Yeah. Ta-da.
You can also, they do the same thing for Loudoun County, but they also prioritize right under that. You can click a link and find out what last year's football schedule was. that's still up.
So I don't know. But I mean, we're investigating it, and he goes all the way at this one school all the way through eighth grade, which is a nice thing.
Oh, that's
too.
Nice.
I like that. And then
charter
school,
does he have to apply?
Yeah, how does that work?
I mean, is there a base level?
It's same thing. You have to apply, and they let you know, and everybody's put into the hopper and all that. But the thing, the plan right now is for him to study, and go to the charter school through eighth grade, and then we will determine, well, then we're both going to be traveling. He will be going to a boarding school. I will be going to a nursing home. That's what we are doing.
And exactly, have you entered that doing. Lottery yet?
Is that, yeah, the lottery. You get the good one, or you get the one where they steal your pennies. You know, it's that one.
I can see you in a ward with Christopher Lloyd and Danny DeVito.
You don't have to pay for a thing. We'll just take all your inheritance.
That's right.
You're going to the one that looks like where the rooms look like the Ritz-Carlton, or you're going to the one where they slap you on the cheek to count the number of pills you need to take.
I remember that. It's called Our Lady of the Reverse Mortgage.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Oh, by the way, if you ever want to know, and I've looked at it. I've looked at it just out of curiosity. They literally, in the United States of America, our fine country, they bone you from the minute you come out of the womb until the time they put you in the ground, including food. There is money to be made on every aspect.
You mean
up.
Medicare doesn't cover everything?
No. My mom, who you know, went pretty quick. You know, if she had lingered longer,
a lot of
our listeners will understand what I'm talking about here. You know, it kind of they take. It's fascinating.
Yeah.
Well, I told you about phase 1, 2, 3, and 4.
No.
Yes.
You know. Well, we were driving. My mom, God rest her soul, we're driving from I landed in Boston, and my sister was taking me, my daughter Catherine, my daughter Elizabeth, and Carla, and my mom, all in one car, out to the facility to see where my mom was going to be living. And it was a tremendously emotional procedure for me. It really was, because it's kind of a home.
Yes.
That's what my mom, it's assisted living, but it's a home. So we're driving out there, and this is it just seems like this happens with every tragic moment in my life. We're driving out, and Kathy says, now, phase one, you have your own condo. If you want to have a car, you can drive your car into the city together. Phase two is that they have a person that can come in and help you with daily tasks, cleaning, maybe if even as much as they can help you make a meal if you want to do that. Phase three, they've got a full-time nursing facility that is on the campus where if you have medical issues, you can move to the full-time nursing facility. And at that moment, Oscar, we were driving past a cemetery on the left, and Kathy points out the window and says, and that would be phase four. Thank you. Thank you very much. We'll take a break. You don't laugh, you cry.
That's right.
And now, and she was there. She was just about the national average, the amount of time she spent in that place. And that's great. But, I'm about to say something that would be so inappropriate that it wouldn't be.
Well, how about a quote from Casino? In the end,
they get it all. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun. And since it's family day, I'll give you an update about my son and something he's doing.
Good.
Daddy's enjoying. We'll take a break. Come right back.
Hello, Outlaws. This is Las Vegas legend Wayne Newton, and I love you.
I love you.
There are a few things in life that I require. Peace, joy, and, of course, convenience. That's why I like to listen to TMOS on Spotify. No matter where I am, in my downtown apartment visiting the Guinea Hens at Consolation or on stage at the Sands, I know that my favorite TMOS troublemakers are just a few taps away. So remember, every night when your tuxedo hits the floor and you want some solid, marvelous entertainment, get your cellular telephone and grab some TMOS on Spotify. Just another great way to be a part of America. I wish you love.
Thanks, Wayne. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are thrilled to announce that in 2019, our partnership with Zappos continues.
Yes.
Zappos.com offers all of the latest and greatest footwear, apparel, handbags, and accessories. And thanks to over 1,000 trusted brand names, Zappos.com is able to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe that they love. This is a very, very, very solid and interesting company.
Love
the
them.
Way they treat their employees, the way they treat the people that they partner with. And Oscar hit me to them out in Las Vegas, Nevada. They were great guys to work with. And
100%.
They got a great culture as part of that company.
Fantastic.
Our partnership is built on listener support. So when you need footwear, apparel, basically anything that covers your epidermis, please think Zappos first. They're a new partner with us, and we'd love to show them the love. You'll love their legendary customer service. None better. For a limited time, Zappos.com offering all of their TMOS friends 15% off their purchase by using our code, you know it, you love it, TMOS. As always, Zappos.com provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Remember, Zappos.com and the TMOS code for 15% off. This is a limited time offer, so act now. Thanks to Zappos.com. There's never been a better time to look your best. Thank you, Zappos.
And, love them.
Good folks. Yeah. Oscar, actually,
back.
When we got out to Las Vegas, Oscar said, these are really respectful people, and please be respectful. And I remember I said to Oscar, no!
I don't wanna! Actually, what you said is not now, wheel is on.
No, he said, wheel of he fortune said move, I need that slot machine.
Yeah. Give me one of these. Off to the side, my lad.
I think I looked at Oscar. I said, Oscar, don't be a dick.
Yeah, you did say that. You did say that.
No, I did not
something
say that.
Something along those lines. It was funny. It was a funny one-off.
You mean I was trying to be funny about it?
Yeah, you were funny.
But it was so true, and they were such nice people to deal with. Yeah. I mean, they really were cool to deal with, and
there was a great vibe. They're still cool to deal with,
right?
The fact that they're back in 2019 is
who's
great.
The guy? I always like to give him a shout-out. The guy that's
Derek
our
Flores.
Main guy.
Love Derek.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Derek. We appreciate that. Welcome back to the show. Over the weekend, I didn't mention this yesterday, but my son, the apple does not fall far from the tree. My kid is doing voices, not voices like impressions, but he's doing dialects and he's into it. And
is that how you started? What was the first?
The first for me was Jimmy Cagney.
Okay, so you actually started with a voice, not a dialect.
I don't remember. All I remember is I did perform for my parents in the house. Me with my oversized blockhead,
yes,
and my little pixie boy body. And I was doing you dirty rat, killed my brother, like that. And we had this den in my tiny little house that I grew up in. We had this den, and it was a doorway. And the chairs where we watch our games and stuff, my dad and I would hang out, was in the back corner. Really, really small room. But it was called a center stairway cape, which was a small house, and the stairway was right in the middle to go up to the second
floor. So rooms on either side of the staircase.
And then there were two bedrooms. There were two bedrooms on the second floor. And you would go in there. And so the den was off to the right, and it was a stage. It was because my mom and dad would be sitting there having their Birkenberry, and I would come by and I would do shtick. And then there was another moment where, he'll kill me for saying this, where when my nephew was born, and my sister's son would come by, and he comes by and he's like two and a half, 3 years old, and he doesn't have any pants on. And he comes by and he's hitting it.
Sure.
Just like with a big wild swing, and we just unhinged our jaw and laughed. And when we laughed, he saw us and he started hitting it again.
Sure.
Faster this time. You know how little kids are.
Yeah.
It's always been a stage, and that's where I performed for my kids. My source of the stage for me is when he's in the back seat. I'll be picking him up at school today. I picked him up last week, and he said something like, you know, howdy, partner. And I'm like, I said, were you just doing a... I said, and I laughed. I said, were you doing a cowboy accent? He said, yes. I said, are you doing accents? He said, I like to. And I said, well, I do accents too. We can do them together. I said, how about saying this? Howdy, partner. I want to shoot you right between the eyes. And then he repeats right after me where he goes, little voice in the back goes, howdy, partner. I want to shoot you right between the eyes. I said, okay, let's do England. And I say, hello, my name is Michael. In the back, perfect. Like, not even Mr. B goes, hello, my name is Michael. And I'm almost driving off the road.
That's
I'm laughing
so, cool.
so hard wow. at that. It was fun. It was fun.
That's
and
so and cool.
you know, I have to weigh that against desperately preventing him from getting into this sick business.
Do you try Bane?
Bane. That would be fun. Daddy likes doing, Oscar knows that Daddy likes doing Bane. No. Hold on, I got two tough stuff together.
Oh no!
I only do Bane when I want to discipline it.
Oh, that's good parenting right there.
That's if you want to go to Legoland ever again, you will mind your P's and Q's and start treating your mother with more respect.
Yeah. I said, but Dad!
Silence! Silence. I will make sure you eat all of your breakfast and practice your piano, or you will never see a Lego set again.
Yes. Then, you know, all the little things that annoy me.
Yeah.
Stop playing with your Hot Wheels while I'm trying to enjoy Wheel of Fortune with your mother.
But it's fun, and I am telling you, because I will, yes, I will exploit my son, people, you know, in the next month or so, look to maybe getting a little performing from him.
Well,
I'll record,
what's so cool, you know, about it, I'm sorry to interrupt, Oscar, is that you didn't push him into it.
Yeah, it's natural.
No. Yeah,
it's
and you know natural. What, and that's the way I felt with some of the stuff when Julia started to do some theater and sound stuff. Right. I was there to support her, but I never told her. I said, this is what you should be doing.
Well, it's also, I think, a thing for you two to be mindful of if we continue this thing forever, that perhaps he, you know, he slides into the chair when I'm in the home, and you can call it the Godfather's Tour.
Actually,
take him on the Godfather's Tour. Oscar, Mike and the Godfather.
After the show, I want you to Google the name Noel Blank.
Okay? Sonny O'Mara.
We got to take a break. We will come back. We've got some very interesting news you may not need right here. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, and there's a little delay, but I'm going to see if I can get the... No.
Yeah, forget.
Got it. In these divisive times, it's hard to find common ground. It's difficult to concur, which is why there is such value to calm, collected political discourse. This is why we need political persuasions. Mike O'Mara.
You don't f***ing understand that we're in a world of shit right now.
Chris Frates.
Yeah, I'm not going to let it happen. Line of Fonzie Quincy.
Cool, considerate men.
You want to yell? I'll f***ing yell, asshole. Yeah, because the f***ing...
And never clouding their judgment with the fog of emotion.
You know why you can't? Because there's
did.
Nobody.
Why
there's
don't you f***ing let me talk?
O'Mara.
My
pretend that you're objective, but you're not really objective.
Frates. I let you run on and blah, blah, blah. I don't interrupt your red face rants, and then I try to say three words and blah, blah, blah.
Talking the issues of today.
Are you going to let me finish a sentence today?
Find it on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Political Persuasions, quietly changing the world.
Blah, blah, blah.
My favorite part of that is the end.
Oh my God, we've been practically doing a love fest the last couple of weeks.
Yeah,
you know?
Oh yeah, you got to find something to disagree on.
Well, it's got to get heated. You know, it's organic. It does sometimes.
He's all
know?
Happy. I hate when he's happy.
I don't like him when he's happy either.
The joy of fatherhood.
Yeah.
Just wait till the baby's born.
Yeah, piss on that.
He'll be exhausted all the time.
Yeah, cranky
piss
boy.
Him off.
Yeah.
I could piss him off on purpose. Yeah, I really wanted to. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Push his buttons.
Okay, Oscar and Rob, give me an E.
E!
E!
Give me a G.
G!
Give me another G.
G!
What's that spell?
Egg!
Ah, the incredible edible egg. So big on flavor. So low in residue. Thanks to my dietary habits, not eating eggs is a real residon't. Thank you. I really dig the eggs that Mrs. Carla O'Mara, my spouse, cooks in the egg steamer that she bought at MikeO'MaraShow.com. You see, our site features Macy's, Target, and Walmart. When you shop these retailers through our portal, you're supporting the Mike O'Mara Show. So, buy your eggs, your steamers, your pots, your pans, even your salt and pepper at the TMOS Shopping Center. It has everything. So shop, shop, shop. Just make sure that you start your shopping at the banners on our website. It costs you nothing, but it means the world to us. Macy's. Macy's, Target, Walmart, and TMOS. It's very appealing.
Ah!
Thank you very much.
News.
Thank you. If you're always late to stuff, Oscar and I have been having a competition as to who's going to be later for the show. If you're always late, here are five strategies that can help. When you estimate, the number one strategy, when you estimate how long it'll take to get somewhere, always round up to the nearest 10. Like, instead of saying it'll take you 10 parakeets.
10 parakeets?
Like, instead of saying I'll take 14 minutes to get there, assume 20 minutes.
That's smart.
All right. I hate to say this. I really do. I'm going to say this. You'll be 30 minutes late tomorrow. Has he been, like, on a roll with timing? Has he been, like...
He had a good day yesterday. Yeah, had a good day yesterday.
Yeah. He's been okay. Yeah. Like I've no, yeah, okay. I noticed it. Yeah, yeah. I noticed it with that. Anyway, number two, learn to be okay with waiting. That I wanted to ask you about.
Oh, I hate waiting.
You hate it.
To waste
like
time.
You'll get it if you get here early.
Yes.
You won't sit here and wait for other people. You'll get up again.
Yeah.
Because you want to be the last one to wait.
No,
is that true?
I'll go and take care of other business.
But you hate just sitting and not doing
it. I hate sitting and waiting.
That's part of it, too. Learn to be okay with waiting. People who are never late. I am okay with waiting. People who are... not really. People who are never late to stuff tend to spend a lot of time waiting in the car. I tell the story about Don and I getting to an appearance 25 minutes early, circling the block and seeing each other.
Yeah.
We used to have that in common. Yep. That used to happen all the time. Yes.
General McChrystal, when he came for a podcast interview here at...
Oh, you said that. You talked about that he went to another room.
2.5 hours early, and he was just doing work on
his
laptop.
That's probably a military thing where you didn't, you know, it wasn't, it was, lateness was not a factor.
Never late, yeah.
Right. Anyway, number three is buy a wall clock, put it somewhere you can see it. That's all right. Number four, time yourself. Like, if you're always late for work, maybe you're just not giving yourself enough time in the morning. Try using the stopwatch on your phone tomorrow to see how long it really takes to get ready.
I'll do that. That's fun.
That's real, and I've never heard of it.
You know what? I'm hearing all the words in this. Could you read the next clue as Morgan Freeman? I'm hearing words that might sound good from Morgan Freeman.
Time yourself. Like, if you're always late for work, maybe you're just not giving yourself enough time
Morning. Thank you.
Try using the stopwatch on your phone tomorrow to see how long it really takes to get ready.
Morgan Freeman's flip phone.
Then adjust your routine if you need more time.
And number five, stop making excuses like you're just really busy. If you're always late, it's not because you're too busy. It's because being on time isn't truly a priority for you.
That is true.
And once you make it a priority, you'll be on time more often than not. I like the being okay with waiting and the stopwatch thing. I think that
I like
works.
The stopwatch one best.
Because I would love to know exactly how long when I'm... I have show get ready, and I have go out on the town get ready.
Right.
Show get ready is a much more rapid process than go out on the town.
Well, go out on the town. There's 5 minutes at least of cologning.
Yeah. Well, can I just say this? It's why my Harry's body wash lasts a little longer than anything else that I have. Moving right along. It wasn't shocking that the New England Patriots won the Super Bowl, but not many people would have predicted that it would have been the lowest scoring Super Bowl ever. One person did have that feeling. He had a feeling the LA Rams wouldn't score a touchdown because this person put $250 down on the Rams only scoring 3 points, and that line was 400-1.
What?
Oh, my
Obviously,
God.
That's exactly what happened. So the $250 won the cool $100,000. The bet was placed at the South Point Sportsbook in Vegas.
Nice.
But there's no word who the better was. Whoever they are, they must have been sweating the finish when Rams kicker Greg Zuerlein? I think it's Zuerlein. Mm-hmm. Missed a 48-yard field goal with 8 seconds remaining.
Excellent.
Remember, the Rams went into the playoffs as the league's second-best scoring offense, only trailing Kansas City, so that's a ballsy bet that he did right there.
By the way, you guys gave me grief when I predicted a low-viewed Super Bowl this year. It's the lowest-watched Super Bowl in 11 years.
Yeah, but the measuring... Look, these are contrived numbers. The measuring stick is at 10:30 p.m.
How about this, Oscar? Try saying, how about that?
It was a terrible game. You didn't say it was going to be a terrible game.
I predicted was that it was going to be low-watched, and it was low-watched.
You just said nobody wanted to watch those two teams. That was your assertion.
I asserted it was going to be a low-watched game, and
check
it was a low-watched game.
Check the tape.
Oh, you checked the tape, kid.
Thank you.
Man, really hostile.
Moving right along. Job with that thing you said earlier.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. If you love coffee. So and you have $36 burning a hole in your pocket, Willie Nelson... has something you might like. It's called Willie's Remedy Coffee, and it's infused with hemp oil. But it doesn't contain any THC, the stuff that gets you high. Hmm. What does it taste like? It's a medium dark whole bean blend. It's a medium dark whole bean blend. If you had not have fallen, I would not have loved you. Marijuana, fine, too close to the ground.
Willie, how old are you now?
324. Hemp production in America was stifled. All right, he makes hemp coffee.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yuck.
I don't want to say anything more about it.
It has, it has a hair in it.
That's the ultimate Willie song that I warm up when I do my Willie. If you have not, I've fallen. I'm 98 years old, preserved with marijuana in my veins. Smoke a big fat doobie. Yes, siree. To all the girls I've loved before. I'm so high. During the Super Bowl, Sunny Delight's official Twitter account tweeted out, quote, I can't do this anymore.
Oh, no.
That was on the official Sunny D website. Maybe the person there was talking about the boring game. Maybe they were talking about the uninspired commercials. Or maybe they were actually depressed and going through something. I don't know. Lots of people reached out to make sure they were okay. Fortunately, it seems like... are we okay?
Yeah, we're fine. We're fine.
Good.
Fortunately, a lot of it seems like they were, because yesterday they retweeted a bunch of funny responses to that tweet. They didn't retweet the backlash, though. Like one person who tweeted, quote, now marketers have gone from quirky to depression as a joke. And one who tweeted, quote, depression isn't like a cute brand joke. So I don't know where it came from. I'm laughing. I'm sorry.
I love it because it's, I mean, you can't put sarcasm in a tweet,
Sunny
right?
D.
And so, I mean, that could be read as, oh, I can't take this anymore.
Yeah.
Not,
I can't take this anymore.
I can't this do is a it. listen to this. This is really interesting to me. There's a company called Quadriga CX from British Columbia, Canada, and they manage about $137 million worth of their customers' digital cryptocurrency assets.
Ah.
Basically, Quadriga CX works like a stock market exchange, only with digital currencies like Bitcoin. People use real money to buy, sell, and trade those currencies on Quadriga CX, and then the company stores the people's assets. But the founder of the company just died. And that's bad news for all of their investors, because he was the only person on the planet who knew the password to the hard drive.
No.
So now this is the truth. Nobody can access their money.
Oh, no.
His widow just filed for bankruptcy protection from the company until they can try to figure out some other way to decrypt everything and get the money back. Meanwhile, a lot of the users now think the entire thing was a scam and their money is long gone, and it wouldn't be a huge shock. This company has been investigated before for irregularities.
Mm.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's a slippery slope, that world of cryptocurrency.
It's unregulated.
It's totally unregulated.
Apparently.
And it's very, very dangerous. He died and he had the password. Meanwhile, do you picture the widow that's on some beach in the Bahamas?
Yes.
You know, just going, hey.
Or he's not dead.
Yeah, he's alive.
That's
he's
true.
He's alive in the Swiss Alps. Now there's a little something for you. There's a 33-year-old woman in Paradise, Newfoundland, Canada. And last week, she went to a convenience store, bought a scratcher, and won $38,000. There was just one problem. She bought the lottery ticket using a credit card that she'd just stolen.
Oh, no.
The cops investigated the theft, and they figured out that the thief had used the credit card to buy lottery tickets, and that the convenience store had reported them because it flagged the credit card.
Right.
So when the woman tried to cash in the ticket at the lottery office the next day, she was immediately arrested for fraud and possession of a stolen credit card. The owner of the credit card will not get the winnings, however.
Oh.
When asked about that, the office said, and I quote, nobody said that life is fair, Tina. Thank you.
She's just Crawford's kid.
How dare you?
We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault. Is everything okay with our connectivity?
Yes. Yeah, 100%.
To dance.
You look
we'll
great.
Take a break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
For your consideration.
Brie, American, Gouda, mild cheddar, camembert, provolone, baby bell, parmesan, mascarpone, burrata, feta, ricotta, gruyere, asiago, gorgonzola, Havarti, Monterey Jack, Stilton, Swiss, Fontina, pecorino romano, and buffalo mozzarella.
She didn't name all of the cheeses, but she named enough of the cheeses. She's Madeline Masiella, the queen of cheese, only on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yes, sir. Wash your cheeses down with a nice Masiello Chianti, available in stores in 2024.
Right.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. February 5th, 1789. The day after George Washington was unanimously elected by the Electoral College to be the first president of the United States.
Woo!
February 5th, 2019. The day that you need to elect to buy the TMOS bonus show package.
Yes!
General George Washington would approve. Historians agree that Mr. Washington loved to laugh. Especially at impressions and fart jokes. Fun facts. Washington was just under 12 feet tall, had a marvelous, very high singing voice, and his teeth were not actually made of wood.
Oh.
They were, in fact, made of Thomas Jefferson.
What?
I just read it. I'll start again. Please. I just read it. You're such a jerk. Here's a fun fact. Washington was just under 12 feet tall, had a marvelous, very high singing voice, and his teeth were not actually made of wood.
Oh.
They were, in fact, made of Thomas Jefferson's teeth. Jefferson had to sell his teeth to settle up some gambling losses he incurred at the Battle of Atlantic City. Always pay your debts, bitches. What the hell is he? What drugs is he taking?
I know, that's great.
Or are he taking? Or whatever. The good news is that you won't have to sell your teeth to buy the bonus show. Actually, it's quite cheap and worth it. Remember, the future of our show depends on it. It's the most fun we have each week, and it still has that yummy flavor that screams sweaty powdered wig.
Yeah, General Washington.
Oh, Thomas Jefferson had to sell his teeth.
Had to sell his teeth, and they used those teeth to make George Washington's teeth.
George Washington's teeth. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com, click on what I like to call the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content. You'll be helping TMOS. I cannot tell a lie. We need you to buy the bonus show, and we thank you. Without further ado, open up the audio vault for Tuesday, February 5th, 2019.
I think everyone would agree that it's a great honor just to go to the Super Bowl, even if your team comes in second. It's an honor just to be nominated.
Absolutely.
Well, someone should explain this to Rams tackle Andrew Whitworth, who said this about not winning the Super Bowl. This is not a happy guy.
You're not going to get me to pout and feel sorry for myself. I realize what this game means. I cherish the crap out of it, and I don't give a crap if you have a Hall of Fame bust, if you're, you know, been a Pro Bowler or win 20 Super Bowls. At the end of the day, you're all going to die. And
at the end of the day, you're all going to die.
Wow. Wow, boy, he went to his unhappy. Oh, Sergio Garcia, do you see the viral video of him at a European tour event? I thought about throwing that club in the water was a bad thing. Oh my God.
What did he do?
They didn't have video of the real error, the real meltdown. He had a meltdown in a bunker where he goes, bam, bam, bam. Then he jumps the sand out and apparently later on disqualified for vandalizing the green, which tells me
he
slammed his putter into the green and stuff. Mm. He's having a bad day. I wonder if there's more. When you see those guys do that, you wonder if there's more at play than just the golf.
And what you need to hide do, it.
Yeah, tell Sergio that, you know, we're all going to die.
We're all going to die. Come on.
Come on, Sergio.
Hey. Mike O'Mara, just watching.
This one, I feel bad in playing it because I think we're being played by the guy. Because in the video, he's obviously wearing a fake beard. It looks like a Party City beard. But to go by the letter of the story, a 27-year-old man in India is suing his parents because he never asked to be born. I'll let that sink in for a second. He's suing his parents because he never asked to be born. Here is his explanation.
You don't have to respect them. What is this logic? Your parents are two people who just wanted a good night together and then they had you. You don't have to respect them for that. Having a child makes your life in society much easier. They owe you, if anything. They claim that you gave them joy when you were born. Many of them claim this. So basically, you are their asset. Why should you respect them? You respect them if you feel like respecting them.
So he wants money because he never asked to be born.
That guy needs a good ass beating.
Yeah, I believe so.
Well, I mean, actually, the thing that's weird about that clip is that it's the exact same thing that the guy told me over the weekend when I called the Hotwire call center to book a rental car.
Sounded exactly the same.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so.
You give me money.
We are under no obligation to refund you just because you got the days wrong, my friend.
Oh my God, you had to eat that? I'm so sorry.
That sucks.
Thank you very much. Jesus. That's okay. No problem. Thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate all the time you've spent with us. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
The San Antonio Spurs have had trouble with bats at their arena.
Oh, no.
Oh, and your favorite. You got to go get a season ticket.
I hate me some bats, boy. But they were ready at the most recent game. They had the San Antonio Spur mascot dressed in a Batman costume standing by with a butterfly net. And yes, there was a bat at the game. And here is the play-by-play of the capture.
Here comes the Coyote. He's ready this time.
He's ready.
Listen to the crowd.
Yes. Oh, the Coyote got him. Go ahead and chow down, Coyote.
He got the bat?
Yes.
Coyote. The crowd is jacked. The Coyote's going crazy. Classic.
And it's great because it's a big Coyote mascot in a Batman outfit. So it's costumes too deep. I love it. The song by the Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way.
Yes.
Classic song.
Mm-hmm. I want it that way.
There's an organization in Australia called the Australia Pub Choir where they use the internet to organize random massive sing-alongs.
Cool.
They got 1,500 people into a theater. It looked like about the size of maybe like Capitol Center big, but a big theater. And there was a choir director on stage. This is what it sounds like when 1,500 people just show up and sing the Backstreet Boys. And they got parts and everything. That's great. Cool.
Good song for that bigger chorus.
Yeah.
Not as exciting as catching a bat.
No, no. Well, the play-by-play was different.
Right.
That's funny because it's randos.
Yeah, you show up and you don't even know who you're going to be singing with. I liked it. All right, let's close with this, Mike. I've said it for a million years and I'll repeat it today. The smartest, the best, the brightest become news readers in small markets.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they always are. And here is a young lady who can't seem to wrap her head around the fact that when you go to Chipotle and you order a burrito bowl, you're eating it. It's called the burrito bowl, but you're not actually eating a bowl.
Mm.
See what I mean? She does not. Here's this.
An anchor?
This is an anchor, yeah. This looked to be like about market number 1,000 because both of the anchors were about 17 years old. And the guy is really making an effort to push this bad story through, and she just won't let it go.
It's got new bowls that accommodates popular diets. There's a keto bowl, paleo bowl, whole 30 diet bowl.
Can you stop for a second? I'm going to make you start it again.
Okay.
Because the grammatical error was in the first nanosecond.
Of course, of course. It's horrible.
There's that, there's that.
And also, keep in mind, this is a newscast that is talking about a product at Chipotle. This is not a news story. But it goes from bad to worse.
It's got new bowls that accommodates popular diets. There's a keto bowl, paleo bowl, whole 30 diet bowls. They all have big rules about what you can eat.
Oh, you mean those like the tortillas that they make when you order a bowl and not a burrito? Is that what you're talking about?
No, you can get a bowl at Chipotle.
I mean, I do, but I'm so confused about what you're talking about right now.
They're offering paleo diet friendly bowls.
No.
It has nothing to do with burritos. Just the stuff that's inside.
But why would you eat the bowl?
You don't eat the bowl. No. When you have cereal, do you eat the bowl as well?
So what does it matter if it's paleo or not?
It's what's in the... It's the ingredients. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
It's the chicken, the lettuce, those things.
It's tragic.
We're so stupid.
And then in the next break, the female anchor ate 15 Tide Pods. That's your magic audio ball. Have a good Tuesday, everybody.
Oh, another one in the can. Thanks for joining us for another riveting episode of the Mike O'Meara Show. If you have a message you'd like to hear in our burrito bowl of a show, which we call the Tuesday Mailbag, send it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MearaShow.com. Remember, the TMOS bonus show makes a great gift even for yourself. Go to MikeO'MearaShow.com and click the banner that says Gift Bonus. Easy as pie, just as tasty. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Meara thanking you for your continued amazing support for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Meara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOmeraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
What's she doing, man?